Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to be talking about the markets for you on this Black Friday, half day of trading for our agricultural futures. Justin Lewis with KISS Futures followed the day's trade. We'll be back with Justin in just a moment to talk about what he saw right after this. Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers. Well, Justin, half a day of trade today because of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend on this Friday. What'd you see happen?
A very bizarre day for grain futures. We were down about 2.25 cents in December corn at 376. They had a 10 cent range today between $3.70 and $3.80. And then beans were kind of the weirdest thing of all, down 33 cents in January. They had a range of about 40 cents from the high to the low. They closed near their low at $10.14. That caught a lot of people by surprise, and the fact that it sold off in such a big way was really surprising. And then wheat futures are really strong today, up 15 to 17 cents. July of 2015, which is the crop that we're growing right now, up 15 cents at $6.36. We're reaching the highest levels we've seen in 3 months. And with hedge funds caught short in here, short about 60 million bushels, if they get out of that short position and start to buy it, it should help the market out and increase this positive move we've seen over the last week or so. A trading day like this, where we're sandwiched in between a holiday and a weekend, sometimes gets pretty bizarre. You have lower volumes and less people watching the market. I think that that's partially why we had the weird trade in the grains today.
More with Justin Lewis from KISS Futures right after this.
Hey guys, my aunt's turning 65.
Your aunt has choices to make and options to take.
Have her call Old Surety at 800-272-5466.
No buttons to push, a real person will answer the phone.
Real people, real answers.
I'll have her call us.
Old Surety has been helping Oklahomans with their insurance needs since 1932. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you. So call 1-800-272-5466.
Keep crashing your thoughts in our country in your prayers.
Usually, Justin, after a holiday, you don't get too much fresh market information to chew on, but I know we had at least one export report that was delayed from Thursday because of the holiday.
This morning's grain trade was kicked off by a export report, which normally happens on Thursday, but with Thanksgiving yesterday, it was delayed until today. It was pretty neutral, except for soybeans. Wheat, we were looking for 300 to 500,000 metric tons. It was released at 431,000. Corn, just a little bit positive at 944,000. We were looking for 600 to 800. And then beans were 1.485 million metric tons, while we were looking for 700 to 1,000. There was also a USDA announcement of some corn sold to Costa Rica, 110,000 metric tons. But really the big thing today, it seemed like the overall commodity complex was facing an issue with deflationary action led by crude oil. Of course, yesterday OPEC did not decrease the amount of oil they were going to output. They were going to maintain about 30 million barrels a day. And that sent a shockwave across pretty much all the commodity markets. Crude oil right now down $7 a barrel. And then silver and gold. Silver's down $1.10 an ounce. And gold's down about $30 an ounce. So overall, it seems like the whole market started out today with the deflationary tone that led to some of the sell-off in the grains.
For folks who want to talk markets with you, Justin, how do they get a hold of you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Justin Lewis, KISS Futures, with us on this Friday after Thanksgiving. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.